Okay, what we're going to look at today is functions. And then we're going to, Thursday, get into sessions and cookies and that sort of thing. And then we're done. So, the deal is that I'm going to finish up this week, I claim. Then next week is open lab, all day, basically, from 9:30 till whenever. Next week is open lab. And your exam is, for this class, I believe it's the Thursday of exam week at 9:30 or something like that in the morning. I believe I've seen the schedule, and I think I'm remembering right that yours is Thursday. Has anybody looked at it? Anybody confirm me? No? All right. Well, I believe it's the Thursday, which means it will be posted prior to the previous Thursday. So if you have questions about the final, you can obviously email me, but the smart thing to do is I'll put it up before the Thursday of Open Lab Week. The smart thing to do would be to go over it, read it, make sure you understand it, and come in and ask questions if you have them that Thursday. Okay, so it will be posted. You'll have a week to do it. I won't be around during exam week, as in here, I'll be correcting. It's an open, there's no need to come for the exam, in other words. It's an online exam, okay, because this is a hybrid class. And so it's an online exam.
What's going to be on that final exam?
Pardon me?
What's going to be on that final exam?
Just about anything I can think of.
Okay.
I haven't written it yet, so I don't know what's going to be on it yet. This weekend is when I plan to do that.
I question for that homework. So
can you do that after class?
I know.
Okay.
I was just,
okay. Just do it after class, okay? Or if I give people free time.
I'm not sure about.
Okay. Anyway, the final will be posted. It's an open notes, open book final, obviously, since it's online. The only thing is you can't work with someone else. It's an individual project, obviously. And if you have questions, you can email me, and we can go back and forth. And it's due by the scheduled start of the exam, not the end, but by the start. So it's due to be sent to me by the scheduled start of the exam, okay? And I give you a couple of places to send it just in case and tell you to send it to me at my usual address, but to CC it to other place just in case. Okay, questions on the final?
Okay. Exams from 9:30 to what?
No, it's an online final.
Oh, so it has no limit.
That's right. It has a limit in that it's due at the time the final is scheduled to start.
Oh, the final exam week?
Yeah, it's due at the time that the final is scheduled to start on the schedule. Okay, but it is not an in-class final, but they still have up that, classes that meet at 9:30 on Tuesday and Thursday will have a final at Thursday at 9:30 or whatever it is. It is due by that point. You will have 1 week to do it. I will put it up a week ahead of time. You have a week to do it, and then you have to mail it to me. Okay?
Oh, so that means doing an open book final exam?
Yes.
For a week?
Yes.
Okay.
With no help from anybody else. No tutors, no help from anybody. It's an individual project.
You said you can use notes and things.
Yes, you can. You can use your notes. You can use any references you want to find on the web. You can do any research you want to do.
Okay.
But it's you having to do it.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so we're looking at functions. And I will start out with hello function with a name in it. Okay. So a function here, and that's what I need, is to put an address in this. I knew I was forgetting something. Okay, so this is a function, and I put it in a variety of ways in this one. So I have a simple function here, okay, called function say hello, and I am going to go, I've defined a name, I'm going to go to the function, and I'm going to send it the name. It receives the name, and then it writes out hello, writes out the name, and writes out a BR. So the function...
Three. So it has three of them on there. That means it'll be three times.
That's right. And if you look at the output, there is three times, right?
Yeah.
I said hello, Susan, three times. Okay, so I went and did the function three times. The function is only executed if you tell it to execute. So it is not being executed a fourth time by falling through to the function. The function's only executing if you tell it to execute. Okay. And the other two are simply doing the same thing, only slightly different. The next ones, so those hello functions are all just, you know, playing around with saying hello. The next ones I want to look at is the function getProcess one. Okay, so what I've got going on here is, if you look at the output, I have two blocks to put things in, and I have a click button, and then I have something that shows the array, which is coming out of this pre and do a print of what is in the array. And the array is the array that I'm taking in with my posts. Okay? So I'm taking in the arrays. So what I've got here is I'm doing it all in one page. So if you start out and you look at the code, I said form action get process one PHP. Okay? So I'm getting this particular program. And it is putting up the name and the grade and the button, okay, in a form. And then I say, okay, now I'm going to go to pre. And in pre, I'm going to open PHP, and I'm going to print what came in as a post. And we'll see how that works in a minute. But as you can see, at this point, when I first open the form, there is new data. Okay? So then I went in and I said, okay, here's the PHP. If the post is empty, in other words, if I haven't posted anything, okay, then I will take whatever is typed in the stu name and the grade. And when I click on it, I will put out some output. okay? But it is empty, so it doesn't do anything. So now let me put in a name. And if I put in a name and click, notice now it is saying, okay, the post isn't empty, and there is something in the name. So I'm showing, when I do this print, I'm showing the name is there, and I'm showing that a click event happened. And then I am putting, echoing out the information. So I'm echoing out hello, the student name, followed by what I put in, and the grade followed by nothing, since I didn't put anything in. So I don't have any grade showing up. Okay, if I come back here now and I put in John and I put in B and I click, now it's showing me John B in that print array, and I'm saying hello, and I'm putting out the student name John and the student grade B. Okay? If now I click without putting anything in, I'm back to the array not showing any data and not seeing any of the hello, student name, student grade. If I then go in and say, and click, now I am showing what is there and I'm showing the output. Obviously, this would not be part of a real program. I'm just showing what goes into the array when I do that. Okay? So as long as the post is not empty and there is something in the name. Okay? So if I put in a C here and click, notice that I do not do this because I said the post can't be empty and stu name can't be equal to nothing. So if I don't put anything in stu name, it doesn't do any of the processing below. So now I've got it so that I can put in the information and get feedback all on the same form without having another form going on. Okay. And notice it has an array for the click too, which I find interesting. Okay. So it's showing stu name, it's showing grade, and the value is click, and the name is click. And so it is showing that the click value was clicked. Questions. Okay. And then after I put out the echoes, notice that I actually commented those out. The next one is, I think, get process 2. And this is doing the exact same thing, it's just using a get. Okay, so I'm starting out when I first put up the form. This is a form. And it's got a name and a grade. Okay? If I go in here and click the button without putting any data in, I don't see any result. It just shows me the form again. Okay? I don't see any result because I am checking and I'm only processing if I put data in. Okay? And that's what the if statement is. Only processing if I put data in. So now if I put in data, and what I just hit is, who knows. Now it is coming up and showing the data. This one I didn't put that little array in, so you see the way it actually works. Okay? So I go in and I put it up. And then if I click again, now I've got nothing because I didn't enter anything in up at the top. Okay, so now if I put in... I'm seeing the results. Okay. So I've got the form, and if the form has data put into it, then I get the information and I echo it out. Otherwise, I don't do anything, because if it's empty, I don't do anything. And there's a variety of ways to check for that, and we will look at a couple of more as we go along. Okay, let's try that one more time. So that's the third one. And so if I click here, in this one, I didn't say if the name is empty. I just said if it's empty. Okay? But the thing is, and this is why you need the double check, is that when I click the button, it's no longer empty. So I didn't add any data in, but I clicked the button. And so that is considered not empty anymore because the click is stored in the array as well as the data. Okay, so that's here. I just have one if, which says if the get is empty. Well, it's not empty because I've got a click in it. So it goes through and processes. It doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a grade because I didn't enter those in, so it doesn't show those. But it goes ahead and processes, which is why on the previous ones I had the double check. I checked to make sure that it wasn't empty, but then I also checked to see if there was a name. Okay? And so that would have avoided getting this hello, student name, student grade being empty down here because I did the double check. And not only checked to make sure this wasn't empty, I checked to make sure there was something in the student name. Okay? And if I had put something in student name, I assumed that I'd at least seen the input form and entered something, you know, done something. I didn't check for grade. I could have checked for grade too, but I just decided if they put in a name, that was enough. Okay? So now I will then come in and put in, and when I click now, I have got something in everything, and I am seeing the name and the grade because it can go and get those for me. Okay? But that part about you don't think you've entered anything, but in fact you have entered something when you do the click, is an important thing to notice, okay, that the button is part of the data entry for that form. Okay. Let's see, I think I'm going to do package weight gather function next. Okay, so this one is going in with an HTML. So this one is going in with the HTML page. So I've got package, wait, gather, function.html. Okay. So it is coming up and asking for pounds and ounces. Okay. So I want to know the shipping weight is, we'll say, 2 pounds, 2 ounces. Okay, so I'm entering something in and I'm submitting that. And it's coming back and giving me some information. Okay, and the information is in the one that says package weight function with JS. So, I sent over 2 pounds, 2 ounces, and it retrieved them, okay? And one of the things that I'm going to ask you to do is try to fix this up so that it handles it all in one. Okay. So, we start out and have sent over the 2 pounds, 2 ounces. Okay, so I am receiving those, and they're being received as work pound and work ounces. And then I set up some variables that I'm going to use. The first pound, 1.5, every 4 ounces is 0.5. Weight and cost are in there. So I said, okay, work weight. Okay, work weight equals work pounds times 16 plus work ounces. Okay, so that would be, I put in 2 pounds, 2 ounces, so 2 times 16 is 32, plus 2 more is 34. And I printed out the work weight, which is 34 ounces. Okay, then I went into JavaScript, just to show you that you can throw JavaScript into all of this. I went into JavaScript and I did an echo, and the echo is using JavaScript. Okay, so I did an echo here, and the echo is saying I want to print out the results of this. What is this, the here, whatever here for, or something like that? And.
Here doc.
Huh?
Here doc.
Here doc. I got the here right now.
I didn't know what you're talking about for a
minute. I didn't either, clearly. For some reason, the name of this thing completely and totally evades me. Here, doc. Okay. I've gotten the here down. So you can put it in, and there I said variable grams, and I figured out what the grams would be. Okay, so I did the calculation, figured out what the grams would be, and then document right, so I wrote out what it was in grams. Okay, so then I said, okay, if work weight is less than 17, that means that you just have to pay for a pound, and so I just did the pound. Else, I did the function. So here's the function down here, calc cost, and I'm doing the function. Now, in PHP, you write the word when you are using some variables in the function. You write the word global, and this is not like other programming languages. You write the word global, and then you list all of the variables that you want to use, and you just list them all. So I want to be able to use work weight, first pound, every 4 ounces, work cost. I've got those defined up above. I want to be able to use those. The word global is misleading because in other languages, global things would be declared and they'd be available to all functions. Here, global, well, you still tell it global inside every function and you list them all over again in every function. It's kind of weird. So I said global, and I told it the things I needed. And then I said, okay, work weight is going to be subtract 16 ounces, which is a pound, make the wood cost equal to the first pound. Now go through a calculation, and for every 4 ounces, I will add the cost of 4 ounces, which is 0.5. So for every pass through this loop, I'm going to be adding another 0.5. So I start out with wood cost equal to 1.5, because that's first pound. And then I just go through this loop until I don't have anything left in wood weight. Okay? And every time I go through the loop, I add 0.5 and I subtract 4 ounces, because every 4 ounces adds another 0.5. And so I add the 0.5 and subtract the 4 ounces, and I keep going down there as long as it's greater than zero. And that will end up telling me the cost, and then I come back from the function and print out the cost. Yes, no, maybe? Maybe. Do you have a question? The maybe gets to then ask a question. Okay. Again, the calculation here, is that where you're off on the calculation?
Oh,
okay. So wood weight is 34 ounces. And so I said, okay, now I'm going to subtract 16, and that gives me what, 18? And at that point, I have 10 a pound, so I'm adding 1.5 to the cost. And I called it wood cost. Okay, so I'm adding 1.5 to it, because I've taken the first pound. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to go through this loop. So work cost, I'm going to add, it is greater than zero, or I wouldn't go into the loop. I'm going to add 0.5 and subtract 4. And then I'm going to go through again and add 0.5 and subtract 4. So minus 4 is 10. And then I'm going to add 0.5 and subtract 4, so I'm going to come down to 6. And then I'm going to add 0.5 and subtract 4, so I'm going to come down to 2. And then I'm going to add 0.5 and subtract 4, and I'm below 0. And then I'm going to add all these up, 2, 3, 4. And the cost is therefore 4. So I'm adding all those up. I added them as they went along. So I really should have written up there 1.5 and then 2. So if I'd done this right, I would have written 2 here, 2.5, 3, 3.5, 4. Because I was adding as I went along. So that's really the way it would have worked. Okay. But this one throws in a function, throws in a little JavaScript, and all that good stuff. Questions? And I put in the JavaScript just for the sake of throwing in some JavaScript. Okay, there was absolutely no reason to bring JavaScript into this. Okay. The next one and if by the way you went through the stuff that I asked you to go through when I was out last Thursday, there was at least I think 2 examples where things were on the form, so I didn't need a separate HTML. So if you didn't go through those, go back and look at them, because there are 2 examples where I took in the data and processed it all on the same form. I think there were 2. I know there was at least 1. Okay, I'm going to look at binary hex test, I think. There's 3 of these that are all basically the same. Yeah, that one will be fine. In this one, I am doing an array key exists. And that is checking again to see if I've entered data. Okay? And I'm checking on two fields. The other example that we'll look at in a minute is set. And is set can be used as well. Okay, so you can use does the array key exist, and you can use is set, and they're both checking to see if data was entered. So on this one, I am checking to see if the data is entered. And I am responding if it was by putting my answer into $myAnswer and putting real answer into $realAnswer. Okay, so if there is something in answer and is something in real answer, I'm putting them in these places. Okay. Then I'm going down and I'm doing three different functions. Start check, and when start check is done, I'll come back and I'll do print binary. And when print binary is done, I will come back and I will do get answer. So if I bring this one up, and this one is called binary hex test. Okay. So what I've got here is I am asking you to figure out the hexadecimal for this binary number. Okay. So, what's the hexadecimal for that? Well, first, actually, before we do it, if I don't give an answer and I say submit answer, it just keeps changing. Okay? And it doesn't change the feedback or anything. It still says figure out the hex for these numbers. Okay, so if you look over here, function start check said, if my answer equals space, nothing, okay, quote, quote is nothing. If you write quote, space, quote, then it's looking for a space. And I found that on somebody's work that they passed in this last weekend where they were checking for quote, space, quote. And so it didn't work, but if I put spaces in all the boxes, it did work. Okay? But quote, quote is nothing, is null. So I said, okay, if my answer is null, then I'm writing out there, figure out the hexadecimal for these numbers. Else, if my answer equals real answer, I'm writing you got it. If not, I'm writing maybe next time. Okay? So, this is a 1. And so I say, yes, you got it. Okay, what is this one?
4.
Okay. So, 4. Yes, you got it. What is this one? So I put in 4, and it says maybe next time, okay? So I got the wrong answer there, and it gave me maybe next time, okay? Now notice that I, depending on what I put up there, I've got different numbers of boxes, okay? So this one is what?
5.
5, okay? So I've got different numbers of boxes, so I will go down next. So start check does the check. And if I, at some point, forget to enter something, then it comes back with the figure out the hexadecimal as if I had just started the program. And if I enter something, then it checks to see if what I entered is correct or not. Real answer is I figured out the right answer. My answer is the answer that I'm going to enter in, and you'll see how that works in a minute. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do after I finish StatCheck. And again, inside StatCheck, I have global, and I list the two things that I'm going to be using, the two work areas that I'm going to be using, my answer and my real answer. I list those two things, or just real answer. Okay, so then I go to print binary. And print binary is down here. So I said, okay, the number of cards that I'm going to show is going to be equal to a random number between 2 and 4, inclusive. So that means I'm going to get either a 2, a 3, or a 4, because it's inclusive of the ends. So if cards equals 2, I am going to go and do the 2 cards function. Okay. If cards equals 3, I'm going to go do the 3 cards function. And if cards equals 4, I'm going to go do the 4 cards function. So I'm going and doing these different functions. Okay, so if it's 2 cards, I'm going to go down and I'm going to do the 2 cards function. So the first thing I say is I'm going to use real answer, which was defined elsewhere, so I'm using real answer. Okay. I didn't have to tell it about cards up here because I was defining cards here. But real answer is defined someplace else, so I have to tell it I'll be using that. So I said, okay, choice 1 is a random number between 0 and 1. Okay, so I've got these cards, and the cards are out there. And I'm not sure I actually took a picture of the first screen. I should have. So if you go back and look at the setup, I've got 2 cards out there. Binary0.ping and binary1.ping. Okay? And binary 0 shows the 0, and binary 1 shows the 1. Okay, so those are my 2 cards. So I want the code. Yes, that's it. Okay, so I then said, choice 1 is going to be a random number between 0 and 1. So it's going to be one of the two, 0 or 1. Choice 2 is going to be a random number between 0 and 1. Okay, because I'm trying to decide if I need 2 cards, what's going to be on those 2 cards. And my choices are a 0 and a 1. So then I go and do the function called show binary. Okay. And I said, okay, in show binary, my image source is going to be, well, wait a minute. When I go to show binary, I send choice 1 or choice 2. Okay. So I first send choice 1, which is the first card. So I'm looking for 2 cards. Okay. I'm looking for 2 cards. So choice 1 and choice 2. So I go to show binary the first time, I send choice 1. And choice 1 is going to be a 0 or a 1. And choice 2 is going to be a 0 or a 1. So I go up to show binary, and let's say it was a 0. I then say the image source, and if a 0 comes in there, or a 1 comes in there, it's going to read as binary0.ping or binary1.ping. So I'm concatenating together the word binary and the number that I send up. So I'm sending choice one. It's being received as which. And then I will send up choice two, and it will be received as which. And when it's received as which, it becomes binary zero or binary one, and I give it the height and width I want so that I get the right setup. Okay, and notice the here that closes it is way out to the end because there can be nothing before that here that closes it, which is really obnoxious, but that's the way the world works. Okay, so I go out and do show binary twice. And when if in the three-card routine, I'm going to do it three times. And in the four-card routine, I'm going to do it four times. Okay? So now that I know what it is, I say, okay, if choice one equals one and choice two equals one, then the real answer is three. Okay, because 1-1 in binary translates to 3 in hex, right? Else, if choice 2 is 1, then real answer, then I don't have to check, okay? Because I'm basically saying, okay, if choice 1 equals 1, do this, else it's got to be 0. Because it can only be two things, 0 or 1. So else choice 1 has to be 0. So if choice 2 is a 1, then the real answer is 1. If choice 2 is a 0, then the real answer is 0. Okay? So I can come out of this with 1, 1, 0. Okay? This is going to be, if I come out of this, this is going to be 1-1. Why is it the side that I can't write now? Okay, so this one is going to be 1-1. This one is going to be 1-0. This one's going to be 0-1. This one's going to be 0-0. And those are the four choices that you can have with two cards, right? Okay? And so I then calculate out the real answer. Okay. Then I go down, and if the function had said three cards, then I've got to go through that nonsense. Because I'm going to have choice one, choice two, and choice three. And I've got to come up with all of the possibilities of three different cards. So up at the top, I've got the 1-1-1. Yep, right. Up at the top, I've got the 1-1-1. Why does it suddenly decide that, okay, you've written enough? This is the 1-1-1, and that translates into 7, right? Because it's a 4-2-1, so that's translating into 7. This is the 1-1-0, which translates into 6. Okay? Then if I come down here, I keep going and keep picking up the other combinations. Okay, so the next one's going to be 1-0-1, and the next one's going to be 1-0-0, and so forth. So I'm putting together all of the possible combinations of three cards. And then I got sick of that. So down here with four cards, I just wrote them all out. So if choice one equals one, and choice two equals one, and choice three equals one, and choice four equals one, then I've got an F. If 1-1-1-0, I've got an E. If 1-1-0, whatever. Okay? So I've got all of the possibilities for real answer. Okay, so all this resulted in my finding out what real answer was. So all of this code was finding out what real answer was going to be. Okay. Now, after I do the print binary, okay, and the print binary was putting the stuff up on the form, basically. So I was putting the cards up on the form, and I was calculating the real answer. So now the next thing I say to do is get answer. So I come down here, and I'm not sure I took a picture of that. I come down here, and here is get answer. And I want to have real answer available. And I want to print this, so I put all of this inside a print, or it could have been an echo that I'm printing out. And I said, convert the binary to hexadecimal. And then I said, the form method is post. The input type is my answer. And that's the form that I have. The text field that I have is called my answer. So if I look at... Okay, there's where you can see it says convert the binary to hexadecimal. And that box, good shot. And the box is where I'm going to be typing in real answer. Now, I want to send my, the box is where I'm typing in my answer. I was ahead of myself. The box is where I'm typing in my answer. Now, I want to send real answer up as well, because I need it to compare. I've done all this work to calculate real answer. I want to send it up. And so what I did there is say I'm going to have an input type that is hidden. And I'm going to put real answer into that input type that's hidden. So they don't see it, but I'm put...
Why is it says global? Some kind of a...
All the variables have the word global in front of them, which means it's used throughout the program is basically what global tends to mean.
Okay.
But as I said, well, it's not as simple as that, because in PHP, you really have to declare everything you're going to want to use, all the work areas you're going to want to use in each subroutine. But you precede it with the word global. Okay, so I am going to, when I send, I'm going to be sending my answer and real answer. Okay, so I'm sending both my answer and real answer. So if I go down here and make any entry whatsoever, then when I submit, I'm going to be sending, well, actually when I hit the submit button, I'm going to be sending my answer and real answer. Now, if I haven't put anything in this box, then I am only sending real answer. I'm not sending my answer. Okay. And so up at the top, I am doing the my answer twice. I'm saying if the key exists, go ahead and put something into answer and real answer. Okay. So if the key exists, take it that has just been sent, the post that's just been sent, and put it back into my answer and real answer to use. And then when I come down to start check, if I'm saying if my answer is empty, then I'm back to the beginning of figure it out. So if I don't give an answer, it just keeps doing the figure it out, figure it out, figure it out, figure it out, figure it out. It doesn't do any work. If I put something in my answer, okay, so here I'm putting a 7, then I get the yes, you got it, and it does the checking. And then once it's finished the checking, it sets up the next problem. Okay, so I now have the next problem, which is going to be what? What's 1101?
13.
Which is? There go the fingers. Okay.
D.
D, yeah. And if you look down here, 1, okay, 1101 is a D. Okay. And so the real answer is going to be a D. And if I put in my answer as a D, then it's going to say, yes, you got it. If I put in the wrong answer, it is saying, maybe next time. Questions? Okay. The next one, I believe, is binary hex test JS1, which is basically the same thing, with one change that I added. Down here at the bottom, I put in a function to get focus, which puts the focus into the box. So this little piece of code right in here is JavaScript, okay? And I tell it it's JavaScript by saying script type equals text JavaScript. And that little bit will set the focus. So that if I run this, what is this one? JS1. Okay. So I say 6, submit answer, and notice the cursor goes back up here. So this is putting the cursor in there, so that I don't have to position myself in there. Okay, so by using the JavaScript, I can pick the place that I can pick that I want the focus. Let's see where it is. There it is. I can pick the I want the focus. Okay, now what else did I have to change to make this work? I'm using a get element by ID. Okay? So that's using DOM. I'm not only using JavaScript, I'm using DOM now. And I'm saying get element by ID because that's a DOM part of JavaScript. And so if I go and find where the box is, get element by ID. Where am I setting up the box? Okay, somebody find that.
bottom.
Where?
Get element.
You're calling it the very top, though.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Where?
You're calling in the very, very top, in the body tag.
Set focus to answer ID. Okay, so I'm setting the focus on there at the beginning. Where is it?
And then you declare answer ID at the very bottom.
That's right. Okay, yeah, yeah, right. You're right. And then I declared answer ID down at the bottom. Okay. Then the last one is very similar. This is just show binary, and this one I use the is set as opposed to the other. So this one is using is set as opposed to the array key thing. So I have is set, checking to see if it is set. And this one is a slightly different one, in that I am adding the stuff up. So if I get a 1 and a 1 and a 1 and a 1, I add them all up. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1 plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. So I'm actually doing adding of binary. So this one is doing binary adding as opposed to doing converting to hex. So it's the exact same thing, except I'm doing binary adding. Okay, and I think that covers the ones I wanted to cover in this. Function return, I didn't look at, and I don't remember what it is, but it's simply a return. Okay, where I said, okay, do the calculate function, send it first, second, and operation in, and it received it. And then it did the calculation and wrote the stuff out. And then down at the bottom, I echoed one more time because I said write out op in, second in, and then write out the answer. Oh, first in too. So this one I kind of forgot about, so that's why it didn't come up. So there's the results. So the answer, which is being returned, return answer, answer is being shown right here. Because right here I said go do the calculate function, and so whatever is returned is put right there. So that's dollar sign answer. Okay, did anybody actually look at the ones I told you to look at last week? Images, second group, and see if one of these, I swear, one of these headed at the bottom. Does anybody remember? Maybe I'm thinking of some other thing.
Was it email group too?
That's what it must have been, email group two. Thank you. That's right, we did images after email. And one of these has the data coming in, maybe with data, that would be a good way of putting it. I swear one of these was an example of what we've just been looking at, but I can't remember it now. This one does. Okay, so if you look at this, this is starting out and it's called emailinfo.php. Okay, and notice it's using the if is set up here to see if it was set. Okay, so if I don't put anything in and I click send information, it just keeps putting up the form. Okay. If I pick a who, and then this is this is the email, and so I'm going to send it to and these are the comments. Okay. Then when I click send information, it sends it. Okay, so it sends it along the way. So on this one, I had the form where I'm collecting the data down here. And if is set is not posting, then it basically comes down and does the form. Okay? And when I click on the form, it sends the form. So the setup of the form is down at the bottom. And if I've already got something in these areas, then I will go ahead and do the mail. Otherwise, I go ahead and do the form. And the form includes a table and everything else where I'm setting it up. So I'm saying it is set. If it is set, then get it ready and mail it. Else, do all this, which is putting in the form, having a table to hold it, there's the close of the form. So I'm doing everything on the same page. Okay, and it now has sent the mail. Okay. But if I don't have anything in here, and I put send information, it just keeps showing me the form until finally I catch on and fill it out. Okay? So it just keeps staying there and showing me the form, and eventually I either get sick of it or I catch on and fill it out. And if it's filled out, then the is set works and it will send out the email. Okay, I'm done. And we did fine. So tomorrow we're going to look at sessions and cookies, or Thursday we'll look at sessions and cookies, and we're all set. Which means the following week will be... And I will definitely have your exam up, and I'll actually try to get it up earlier. Since you're last in the exam grouping. Most of my exams are earlier in the week. So I'll try to get it up earlier so that if you want to get it done, you can get it over with. Okay, questions. I was almost caught up this weekend. I had 8 things in my in-basket. And then you all ruined it for me. But that's a good thing. I want you ruining it for me. But I went home last night, and it was a depressing experience. So depress me a little bit more, please, today, and send me more stuff. So that I, because tomorrow I'm home all day, so I get to correct all day, so give me something to do. Otherwise, I have to clean house. And I really would like to avoid that, so give me some correction. All righty.